This is the Carl Tomasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to the Coach and Makos. But we got a substitute today. We got the AD, Chad Griffin, filling in for Melissa Makos, who's celebrating her sister's birthday with a great, great reason to take a day off, but always a lot of fun. Chad Griffin filling in. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 FM, and presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates, because life is moving. Chad, beautiful day. We're at the 8th annual, live remote, 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic, presented by Fleet Feet of Savannah, hosted by the Savannah Arts Academy. Just a great day out here, and I'm glad you can make it with me.
Man, one, it's great to be here. Two, you can't ask for a better day. Overcast, a breeze, low humidity right now. We've not seen this in what, I don't know, 4 months?
No, we haven't seen this in a long time. I think it's been 90 straight or 75 straight days of 90 degree or higher.
Yeah, man, it's pretty awesome. And you look at, it's just Tent City with all these high school student athletes. And so what a great opportunity to be out here.
Hey, I got to thank Karin Best, the AD over at Savannah Arts Academy, for putting us right on the 30-yard line. We're inside the stadium on Morris Field. We're right next to the Fleet Feet Sports finish line. Hey, we got a little cloud here.
We do, man. I mean, you're Carl Tomasi.
Yeah, but, it's always a lot of fun. And Go Race Timing, right? Got to give them a plug. That's the organization that will keep track of the times. And, cross-country races, you want to find out your personal best or if you're the best.
Exactly. So you can hear them as they come through. They're beeping as they come through the finish line. Their thing goes off, their tag. And so these guys are doing great.
I mean, we just had the open at 7 o'clock. It was open to 200 runners. We had guys coming through here already at 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's pretty exciting. But for me, over 400 high school runners, varsity, JV, boys, girls, you name it. This is what it's all about. I mean, we're inside here. We can't see what's going outside there. We'll watch them run right past us. I mean, it's always a great event. I love being here.
Well, the great thing is there's tents from everywhere, like Darlington, Marist. I mean, so Atlanta schools and North Georgia schools come down here to Savannah, and they probably like, what has happened to the weather? Because they're down here in such a beautiful day. But like I said, you got high schools from all over the state here.
I mean, it's just an amazing event every year, and I'm glad Saucony, Fleet Feet of Savannah, and, of course, the Arts Academy put this on. It's a great way to kick off the cross-country season, which doesn't get its due. You're an athletic director. Everybody wants to talk about football, basketball, baseball, soccer, but we don't get much about, tennis, cross-country, track, golf.
Well, I tell you, when Georgia High School sends out their form every year about school participation, cross country, if you look at numbers, I mean, look at all these people.
I know.
I mean, and this is what's great. I mean, all these student athletes' ability to run, and we tell our kids all the time, it's like, you don't have to be great at something to truly enjoy it. And also, we're trying to emphasize the lifestyle phase of cross country. And if you get these kids run early, being disciplined, you enjoy it, because you can't just go eat cheeseburgers and run cross country. I mean, you got to eat healthy, so it's a lifestyle change. And so it's great for these high school athletes.
All right, quickly, the lineup. Of course, it's the coach and the AD, Chad Griffin from Calvary Day School, filling in for Melissa Makos. It's usually Coach and Makos. She's with her sister for her sister's birthday, which is great. Her and Markel, they'll be back next week. Instead of fitness first with the Makos, we're going to go fitness first with the host, Karin Best from Savannah Arts Academy. We're going to try and get the girls' varsity cross-country runner who wins the race to come over here at the 8:30 segment. Then you and I will take it out at turn two. We'll talk about two major points that are going on in sports, whether it's national or local. Then we'll get into game number two. It's usually from 10 until 11. Today it's 9 until 10 because I wanted to be here for this. I didn't
to
be sitting outside at 9:30 and everybody's gone. So So it's great to be in here. We got our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week coming in, and she's from Calvary Day School, not just because Chad Griffin is here. We set this up a couple of weeks ago. I wanted her last week, but she's out there playing volleyball up in Atlanta with the Calvary Day School volleyball team, and that's, help me out with the last name, Basha?
Perigene.
Perigene, okay.
It's so, like you're wearing a pair of jeans.
Pair of jeans. Basha Perigene. So she'll be on, and she was supposed to be on last week, but due to the volleyball traveling that Calvary does, because, three-time state champion, they play the best, to be the best, so we'll get her on. Then we're going to talk to the new owner. I'm going to mess this up. Fleet Feet Sports, Savannah owner, Mike Nadeau?
I would say Nadal.
Nadal?
But
we're going to have to find out.
We're going to ask him.
That's what's great about doing sports.
Tomato, you know.
There's so many different things. Okay, let's go to the scoreboard really quick. We got 3 minutes to get out of here. Of course, we are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Hawks basketball, UGA football, baseball, basket, you name it. We are your source for Bulldog sports. Well, we got to talk about the Braves. Still in first place, 3 games up over the Philadelphia Phillies. Tough one last night. Marlins blanked the Braves, 1-0, but you know what? Philadelphia lost.
Yeah, I mean, it always seems like Miami's got one guy. Every time the Braves plays them, that just shuts them down. And that's what happened in Atlanta last night. You know, shut out for the first time, but a great rebound after being, you know, going 0-4 at home against the Rockies, bouncing back, you know, getting a sweep and going down Miami and get that first game. So, you know,
I'll give the man his due. Dan Straley combined with 3 relievers on a 3-hitter, and the Miami Marlins snapped a 9-game losing streak to the Braves with a 1-0 victory. We like when the Braves play the fish, but sometimes they, you know. So today in Miami, 7 o'clock, Anibal Sanchez, I think, is a big reason why the Braves are where they are. We'll start the 3rd game of the series, and then he'll face Wei-Yin Chen. We'll start for Miami. Okay, football, Falcons, tonight against Jacksonville. You know, this is the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, they all say the 3rd week of preseason is the dress rehearsal. This is what it really looks like. And, you know, get ready for regular season. Your first team guys get a lot more reps than normal. So, hey, we'll see how the Falcons look tonight.
Okay, the Falcons at Jacksonville. Next week, home against the Dolphins. Then we go to our first official game on September 6th against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who lost the other night 5-0 to the Browns in a dress rehearsal game. So, anyway, yeah. Pro golf, local players, you kick it off with Brian Harman.
Brian Harman, once again, he's in the FedEx playoffs this week. You know, you can see that he's, you know, he's at 55, 1 under off, 9 off the lead. But guys, no one's really blowing the course away. So you see, it's a tough setup for these guys, and I mean, there's so many guys at the top's close, so he's within range.
9 back, and we got to go to my man, the elder statesman of golf from Savannah, Georgia, Gene Sowers, playing on the PGA Champions Tour. He's at the Boeing Classic. He's tied for 11th at 4 under. Usually, when he's tied, when he's 4 under, he's usually 35th or so. At least he's in the running here.
Yeah, he's right there, and so ranked 11th in Charles Schwab Cup. So I mean, he's having a great year.
All right, local school, Savannah State. The Orange and Blue game was last week. They're getting ready for Thursday night. The Tigers travel to UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, to take on the Blazers. Back after a hiatus, this will be the 2nd year, 7 p.m. I hope Eric Rayburn and the crew can get this job done. Go there and let it be respectable.
Well, I tell you, it's great. They get to go play on that platform. You know, that's the whole, you know, that's a great thing about Savannah State. They get to play on some big platforms and go to UAB. Hey, a school that's putting their program back together. You never know. They're excited over there. You know, on the marshes.
All right, and the volleyball team is off to a 1-0 start. Savannah State beat Payne College last night in 3 sets. Soccer, this is your from SCAD. Flip over the page.
Yep.
Monday, the women started out with a 1-0 win over Middle Georgia. Tuesday, the men beat Middle Georgia State 3-1. Yesterday, the men lost to Tennessee Wesleyan 3-1. And today, at the soccer complex, tomorrow at the soccer complex, the women's team takes on number 5, Martin Methodist College, who's ranked 5th in the NAIA.
I say, people talk about different divisions, but I'm telling you, from a soccer perspective, NAIA, D2, D3, Division 1, yeah, there's some separation, but especially in that NAIA, there's a lot of great, great talent.
We're running a little behind, so just hang out and relax, catch your breath. That's our next guest, the AD from the Savannah Arts Academy, Karin Best, ready to come on. I always run long in the first segment because I want to talk about the news. All right, I'll make this quick. The women at SCAD are 1-0. The men are 1-1-1. All right, football excitement. College football kicks off today. I know Colorado State, Wyoming, and Hawaii are playing. I don't know who the other school is. We'll find out for you. Next week, like I said, Savannah State opens on Thursday night against UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. Then the rest of them will start Labor Day weekend. Georgia opens up with Austin Peay at 3:30 in Sanford Stadium. Georgia Tech opens up against Alcorn State on Bobby Dodd Field in Georgia Tech. And Georgia Southern opens up versus South Carolina State in the prettiest little stadium in the United States, Paulson Stadium, at 6 p.m. All right, high school football. Last night, ESPN's Savannah High School football game of the year. Last night, the second ESPN Savannah High School football game of the week, fueled by M-Arca, with South Effingham at Jenkins at Garden City. Jenkins bounces back from a loss to New Hampstead, and they win 22-6. God, I'll let you read the Savannah scores right there.
Yeah, we'll quickly go through this. Memorial Day, 58, Hilton Head Christian, 27. Effingham, 77, Groves, 14.
You're reading that right.
Yep. Calvary Day, 41, Johnson, 12. Metter, 27, Islands, 20. Like I said, Jenkins and South Effingham, 22-6. Savannah Country Day, big win at home over Stratford Academy. That's a big statement win for the Hornets over there. Coach Woodward, Savannah Christian, gets his first high school win. Congratulations to him. 54 over Oceanside Collegiate, 14. New Hampstead continues to roll, 32, beat 17. Windsor Forest, Jeff Davis.
Okay, Greg Busby went for two in overtime for the win, didn't get it, so they lost 41-40.
Hey, early in the season, non-region game,
Jeff Davis has improved.
You go for it, go for it. And Bethesda, 34, St. Andrews, 0.
Right here at Morris Field last night, I'll give you the low country scores.
Right now is a great time to get Mellow at the Mellow Mushroom on Pooler Parkway in Pooler, because right now.
All right, we're back. Hilton Head beat St. James 34-0. Thomas Haywood all over John Paul II, 54-19. Colleton Prep beats Hilton Head Prep 21-20. Well Branch over Cross 47-0. May River over Bluffton, the Battle of the Bridge right there.
Yep.
May River 35, Bluffton 21. Ridgeland Hardyville 29, Estill nothing. And I left this out. This is in South Carolina. I put it in the wrong spot.
Sorry. Right.
In the Georgia scores, Bryan County loses the cap. The Tunnel of Towers run in 2 weeks. We'll be there live on September 8th. Go sign up at Tunnel to Towers, Savannah. Be part of it. Great event. And I know we went a little over there, Chad, but next up we'll talk to the host of the 8th Annual Saucony Kickoff Classic presented by Fleet Feet Sports, and that's Savannah Arts Academy AD Karin Best. You're listening to the Coach and AD right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's the Coach and the AD live at the 8th Annual Saucony Kickoff Classic. Just a great event. Over 400 runners from all over the state, different states, Florida, I think North Carolina. And I'm telling you right now, this lady does everything. And we just switched seats. She was the PA announcer, announcing who was coming through the race. And now we got Chad Griffin, the AD, who's supposed to be the coach of the AD, now calling out the runners.
I know. We switch hats all the time.
This has got to be a lot of fun for you. I mean, you are a runner, a fanatic when it comes to triathlons and whatever you may be doing. I know you had a little hip problem there. But you got to be proud of what's going on here. The people are starting to fill the stadium. They're standing there watching. Do they know they can come in the stands and watch this?
Yeah, they need to come in the stands and cheer their runners on. The girls are just finishing up. They're all coming in hot. We had a girl named Emma from May River win the race. She'll be over here shortly.
At 8:30, we'll have her on.
That's fantastic. So we're excited. We've got a lot of volunteers out here. Memorial Health, Go Race.
Fleet Feet Savannah presenting the whole thing.
Yep, and Saucony.
How do you say Mike's last name? Nadal.
Nadal,
that's it.
I think it's Nadal.
It's Nadal. Not Nadal, but Nadal.
And he might come over here and smack me if I say it wrong, but that's okay. And, of course, we have Saucony here.
Saucony, I mean, they've been doing this for how many years? And they only pick certain sites. It's not like this is everywhere in the United States. They pick certain sites. And Savannah, what do you want? Racing, running. I mean, it's the number one spot to do this.
Yeah, and Chuck came down from Toccoa to come help us out today, so we're glad he's here also.
I think I met Chuck a while ago. He's been doing it for a while, right?
He's been doing it for a while. He's been great.
All right, Arts Academy. This is a big deal for you guys.
It is.
We know you have no major sports. You don't have football, basketball, and baseball, but cross country, track, golf,
volleyball.
Tennis. Volleyball, but this has got to be special. Every year you guys do this.
Yes, and we have, I think you said, about 800 runners here today. So we're
800 today?
Well, I don't know the exact number.
We got to find out the exact number.
I'll get that.
I last time I heard it was 400 to 500. I mean, but you got varsity girls, you got varsity boys, you got JV girls and boys. Then you had the Open.
We had the Open.
Which had up 200 runners.
That's fantastic. Yeah, all right. Good time.
You're thrown into this. The new athletic director,
Yes.
Besides running the sports, they, you get thrown into this.
Yeah.
It's Tell me what it's like.
Well, it's like coordinating chaos, you know, hurting squirrels or cats or however you want to say
No,
it,
we don't want to do that. That's not politically correct. We can't hurt squirrels or cats.
Okay. It's not bad at all. It's just go, go, go. There's no break, but it's okay. It's something I enjoy. And the more I'm going and involved, the more exciting it is.
And what does this mean to our kids, this the cross-country runners that really don't get their due with something like this?
Oh, well, this is fantastic because it inspires other people who may not think that they can do it when they see their classmates doing it, that they can come out and try too.
I mean, just look at the sidelines here. People packed along the side. We got people down at one end, people on the other end. I mean, it looks like we got a major soccer game going on here, a football game.
I know. This is amazing. So we're excited, and we've got runners from all over the state coming here to run, and they enjoy it too, so let them have at it.
And you being an athletic director and having a sport like cross country, what does it mean to the kids in your school and to athletes that just want to be runners?
Well, they enjoy it. They brag about what their accomplishments are. They talk about their personal records, their PR, and it's fun to explain to the other kids the lingo that they're using.
Now, I mean, you're a runner. Tell us what goes into this.
Oh, lots of training, many hours, lots of sweat, lots of
come on, you're
rash.
Only running. It's not that hard to do.
Oh, yeah, okay. But if you go to Fleet Feet and they fix you up with shoes, it makes it so much easier.
And Go Race is doing the
timing. And Go Race is doing the timing. We couldn't do it without
And Memorial Health waiting there to give you some first aid.
Memorial Health there to make sure that we're okay when we do get hurt.
I know. You're in your element. I know you want to go grab that microphone. You're a ham just like me when you get on a microphone. Karin, great job.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say this, not because we go back a long time. We started playing softball there. But you do a great job, whatever you do with these kids, teaching, coaching, athletic director.
Driving the bus.
Driving the bus, sweeping the floor, you name it, we do it. But great job again, always. And I know you love it because it's for the kids just as much as I do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, go ahead. Go get your microphone.
I'm going to go get the mic, and I'll hand you back.
Back the AD.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, anytime. Thank you for coming on. And make sure we remind Mike that he's on at 9:30.
9:30. Fantastic.
And find out the real way we say his name.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Once again, Karin Best, the athletic director. She brand-new athletic director at the Arts Academy. She gets thrown into this, and the Arts Academy does this. These girls are sprinting down the they're coming from the end zone. They're sprinting to one end zone. They're going 60 yards, full blast. It's pretty special. The place is packed. And she just told me close to 800 kids are here. What more do you want? I mean, it's just exciting. So we'll be back. I got to get the AD on here quick, give his interpretation what's going on. I know the winner was Emma from May River. We'll bring her on, talk about her about 8:30. So, all right, so you jump from radio host, on-air personality now, to the man with the microphone announcing the winners.
These kids are flying. Let me tell you, the action sprinting, the effort they are giving is just phenomenal, Carl.
I mean, they're coming from the end zone, from the, what is that? We would call that the north side, right? No,
north
south
end,
side.
Yeah, yeah.
The north end?
North end.
Okay, whichever end of the football field, they're coming down here closest to the scoreboard. They're sprinting 60 yards like it's a world-class race right here. But, Chad, look at all the people packed around
here. It's awesome, man. This is fantastic. This is what High School Athletics is all about, Carl. This is why you get up in the morning to do this, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll do it any morning. You get me up at 5 o'clock to do something like this, and you got to come over here quick. The boys kick off at 8:30, the JV boys and girls at 9 o'clock. I mean, it's just something special.
Just watching the people in the stadium, the parents, the coaches –
cheering each other on.
The girl that came through from May River immediately turned around and was shaking hands with the girls from Pace, asking them name, tell them how great they were doing. I mean, man, that's just awesome. That's what you do, man.
All right. Well, this segment went pretty quick because they're running pretty quick here, right here on Morris Field in Daffin Park, right in the old Optimus Stadium across from Grayson Stadium. We're at the 8th annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic. Hey, Chad, it's got to be a lot of fun.
This is, man. This is great. Just watching these student athletes be involved and truly care about one another. This is phenomenal.
Next up, we're going to talk to the winner, Emma from May River. We'll have our last name. You're listening to Coach and AD on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill, Ned. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio. Tyler,
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. But today it's the coach and the AD, Chad Griffin. We're at the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Cross Country Classic. And yes, I'm telling you people, this is unbelievable. It's a live remote. We're sitting in the middle of Morris Field right by the finish line and watching the varsity girls finish up their races. But this girl shattered the competition, okay? Shattered the song that was playing, okay? But she shattered the competition, and this is what it's all about. Bring on the kids that do something special. She's from May River over in Bluffton, right?
Yes, sir.
And we are now over in the Hilton Head area on 92.7 FM, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And she's a junior. She just beat the competition. She came in first, Emma Peluso. She's a junior. Well, thanks for coming on. Great race. Congratulations again. I mean, this is your third time doing this. What's so special about coming over here to Savannah, Grayson Stadium, Daffin Park, and running this race?
It's really close to home, so it's a really great race for me and my team. And we really like the course. We like how we run into the stadium and the soccer field, and it's really fun.
Now, is it fun sprinting from the end zone to the 40-yard line?
Yeah, it's a really cool perspective.
Now, you said you've done this three times already, and this is the first time you won the race. Last year, what had you do last year?
Last year, I got around 12th, so I ran a 21-ish. So it was really good to come in first and try.
Tell them your time.
I ran, I think, a 2016 or 18.
So as a runner, you always want to do your personal best, right? That's what you call personal best or PR, personal record?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, how do you get better at running? I mean, you've taken a minute off your time from last year. What do you do? What's your training like to do this?
Me and my team, we train 5 days a week, and then on Saturdays in the morning. And then during school, we have morning practice before school, and then we run after school.
Doesn't end, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, so tell us about your teammates. Anybody else in the race that came in the top 20, top 30, anybody that you know of?
Because
you do get a team trophy, don't you? Isn't it a team event, too?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
A girl on my team, Vicky Sosa, she did really well. Grayson, Drury.
I know, I put you on the spot.
We have some younger runners that just started coming out, so I'm really proud of them for doing this race.
You'll listen to the Coach and Makos. It's now the Coach and AD today, live remote with Chad Griffin here at Morris Field for the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic on ESPN Radio. We're talking to the varsity girls winner from May River over in Bluffton. It's only been out of school for 3 years. Emma Peluso, she's a junior. She just finished racing 20 minutes and 16 seconds. Just excited to be here, be part of this. And, I mean, do you get this at all the cross-country races? People come in and they line up on the sides and they cheer for everybody? Or it's just who's ever there and they just wait for everybody to come through?
It's mostly the boys' teams and the parents. But it's really fun to have the support.
Okay, what do you like so much about running? I mean, people say, I got to run, I hate running, it's boring. What do you like so much about running, especially being a part of a cross-country team?
The team is like everything. We're family, so we're really close, so that's super fun. I just like pushing myself, seeing what I can do, exceed my limits.
When did you realize that you loved the sport?
I started running because my friend, Grace Sulak, passed away.
Okay.
So she was a runner for the cross-country Bluffton team, so I decided to run in honor of her, and I just stuck with it.
No, you're doing a great job. Okay, you got to give a plug to your coach. Tell us who the coach is and what they mean to the team.
Our coach is Coach Rosenblum. She is a great coach. She's been our coach for all 3 years. And our assistant coach, Chad Cannon, and he's really great, too.
Well, Emma, we'll be back here next year. We're going to get you on here, and you could probably be running 18 because you ran 19 last week, right?
Yes, sir. I ran 19:34 at the Bobcat Scorcher.
Well, great job. Thank you for coming on. And once again, you're going to get your medal, and you never know. Your team might be in first place.
Cool. Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks for coming on. Good job.
Thanks.
Once again, it's the coach and the AD right here at Morris Field. We're going to call Chad Griffin back on. So when you get your medal, come over so we can get a picture with you. Okay. Thank you for coming on. Pretty special. I mean, the smile in this girl's face.
Oh, it's awesome.
And, you know, I don't think it's just because she won. I think because she's enjoying being here with her teammates. I mean, just, you know, she's talking about her teammates and her coach gives all out. I mean, you know, you're an AD. I'm a sports fanatic. I've never coached cross country. I've coached track, but I did the shot put and the discus. I mean, it takes a lot to be a runner.
I mean, you just got to have a different mentality. You know, then I think every sport has a different mentality to it, what they do, whether, you know, people talk about mentality you got to have to play football or the mental aptitude you got to play baseball or, you know, the endurance to play soccer. But to go out and know I'm going to go run every single day and I'm going to enjoy it and have a passion about it. And you can see that in her face. And I think just it didn't matter. I guarantee what she does, she's going to be enthusiastic, pleasant, loving, caring about you. You can just see that's her demeanor. You're right.
Well, the reason she's running is one of her friends who was cross country runner at Bluffton, because Bluffton split. That's how we got May River High School passed away.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome. Great story, man.
So, you know, it motivated her to get involved in cross country. And here you are. You come to the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic, and you're the winner.
And she's probably going to have the ability to run at the next level. She keeps these times up.
I mean, she's getting better every year. She said last week she was in, you know, she ran 19-something.
Woo.
So I know when you get to the top college areas, you're talking 16, 17 in the girls, 15, 16 in the boys. But, you know, you got to have a desire to do it. And it's a sport, and people don't realize it.
Without doubt.
An individual sport. But when I said, when I asked her about a team, the smile from ear to ear is unbelievable, Chad.
Oh, she did. I know when you ask about her coach, and she kind of glanced over in her coach. I mean, see, hey, she's been a great coach for 3 years, impacting lives. And, you know, that's a great thing about sports, and especially high school. And like you said, she was so happy about her teammates, because she realizes it still is a team sport. You all got individual – you're all running individually, but your score is a team.
Right.
And so you're going to win as a team. Everybody's got to do well and participate. So you're watching all these kids come through from Pace Academy and May River. It's like it's definitely a team effort, because you don't want to let your part down for the team.
No, I mean, that's exactly – so it is a team sport in reality, and I think they give a team trophy, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, you get – you so, you know, how you finish one through whatever, that's kind of the points. And it's like kind of like golf. You want the lowest possible score – so that means, you know, your runners were all at the front, and that's what you want. And May River was there.
Yeah, so they score, you know, the first place, second place, third place. So if you're first, eighth, ninth, tenth, they
you
add those
that up.
Yep. So does it matter about times?
No. It's all about where you finish, because the course could be really hard. You think about this, people running up North Georgia, Darlington, the times are going to be different than running here on a flat surface in Savannah.
That's the question I had, and, you know, I want to ask you, and I ask coaches about that. In the Savannah area, we don't have any hills. We don't have any woods or the forest they run them. When they go up to the north part of the state, it's pretty tough. You think we're at a disadvantage down here?
A little bit. I know every year when if you look at the results for the state cross country meet, or the for us when we go to area and run in Macon, we've not had any hills. Like, we try to simulate, we'll run bridges and we'll run things like that. But there's no simulating constantly running up hills. And so the people from Middle Georgia, North Georgia that constantly do it, if you look at the breakdown of who's winning those events, it's mainly Macon and above. You know, now we're going to compete and we're going to be in there and we're going to have some kids in the top 10. Just, I don't know if we've ever really had a kid that win it, just because, you know, where you train. But
so,
I guarantee you, no one else trains in heat and humidity like Savannah.
No, I agree with you. Well, 8:30, the boys kicked off, so we'll see some of them at 8:30. So probably in about another 5 minutes, we'll see them running through here when we're in our last segment. But the place will start getting packed. Right now, we're in the middle of Morris Field on the 30-yard line, towards the opposite the scoreboard, that's closest to Daffin Park, closest to Grayson Stadium, and it's just a great sight. We still got girls still finishing, and that takes a lot of fortitude to, when everybody's already gone and done, you're still pushing yourself to finish.
You can't, because you can easily say, I'm going to stop, I'm going to walk, or I'm not going to do this. But, I mean, you're watching girls continue to finish. They're pushing through. A lot of these kids, like I know for us, Calvary, we had a lot of first-time runners. And watching them just persevere and get through it and finish, that's just a sense of accomplishment. And you go home today knowing, hey, I completed something. I didn't quit. And so imagine now you're studying for that math test, you're studying for that chemistry test, you're studying for that physics test. Like, you know, if I can run X amount of miles, I can study for chemistry. I can study for physics. I can, you know, it just gives
time
you that,
management, organization skills.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what high school athletics does. It just kind of builds into all that.
And it's a lot of fun watching this. And I'm telling you right now, the boys will be coming in here in about 5 minutes, and this place will start filling up with everybody cheering for them. The fans will fill up. And once again, the varsity girls winner for the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic is Emma Peluso from May River High School, brand new school. Excited about it. She ran 20 minutes and 16 seconds. So pretty impressive on a flat course. And I'm telling you right now, sprinting from the end zone to the 40-yard line, it's got to be something special.
It did. I mean, it looked, it was fun. Like, just, you know, when I switched up and was calling the schools out, I mean, watching them, I mean, the extra effort they're pushing, trying to get every little second back, it was so much fun to watch.
It's like watching that football player run 100 yards.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, all right, next up, we're going to turn two. We're going to go into our number two, or as I like to say, game number two. We're going to take turn two, which we're going to take two key points in the world of sports, national and local, break it down with the coach and AD right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's back to the coach and AD.
Carl Demasi and athletic director Chad Griffin from Calvary Day School. We're at the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic live remote in the Morris Field. We're sitting on the 30-yard line, and the first boy is coming through. We've already had the girls, Emma Peluso from May River High School. This guy's flying, buddy. They started at 8:30. It's 8:47. I bet you he's about 17, you think?
Pretty close. Got to be.
Pretty close. I don't know if he's going to have enough wind because we're going to have a short segment here to come on and talk. Maybe we'll save him for the first segment of the next game. But here he comes. He's flying down. He's coming from the end zone. He's going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Can he go all the way? And here's our first finisher. Got to get his name. So Chad's going to run over there fighting. We got a battle coming up here. We got three guys coming down here. They're fighting to get across the finish line. I know one Savannah Christian. Is it Savannah Christian? Couldn't tell, but I'm telling you right now, he's got his red spikes on, his red running shoes. Pretty impressive. They're starting to fly in here. They're coming down the end zone. I'm pretty sure it's the south end zone here at Morris Field. Of course, north end is over my shoulder. That's where the city is. And we have a battle. I mean, they're just flying down here. They're coming into the stadium. They're on the turf. It's a sprint for 60 yards to the finish line. And these kids are flying. People are packing in stands. The girls' teams are now getting along the runway to the finish line. Savannah Christian in red. Savannah Arts Academy racer catching up to him. The Savannah Arts Academy racer has the kick right here. He hits the turn. They're both coming in through the end zone. The Arts Academy at the cross-country runner just passed the Christian runner.
The young men and
St. Pius. St. Pius is here from Atlanta.
Come from our hometown to become a part of
Savannah Arts Academy. Runner sprinting down, followed by another Savannah Christian runner. Pace Academy. Come on, call them out here. You see, you're good at the names.
Got a lot of Mustangs here crossing the finish line.
South Effingham.
Yeah, it looks like Effingham right there. Little Rebels. That's green. That's got to be Bluffton. Another Savannah Christian runner right there.
Effingham doesn't catch
him. Oh, so close.
May River coming through now.
May River strong with the boys as well.
Savannah Arts Academy.
Bluffton, May River.
Benedictine. Looks like M for Marist.
Marist.
We got a purple one with a claw
That's
on it.
Darlington.
Darlington, Rome, Georgia.
All the way North Georgia.
Chad, look at the girls. Team camaraderie. The girls' teams lining up for the boys' teams coming
awesome,
through here.
Man.
To the left side of us, we got all the parents in the stands lining. I mean, they're like two or three deep. Go to the other side, they're already hanging over the railing.
It was Garrett Rogers that won it.
From where?
He's from Blakely County, but he was running unattached today, so wasn't running for the school. So
still,
and he ran a 16:50 something. He said.
Did you just say 16?
He said 16:50.
that's state level championship time right there, isn't it?
That's pretty close.
Go ahead.
Here comes from Calvary Day School. Don't look back. There we go, Titus. Well done.
You play football too?
No, we'll try again. I'm going to play wide receiver. But he started at center back for me for soccer, basically where I put him. He plays. So great kid.
Is this a little coach's requirement? Get out there and run some cross country.
I did. I told my soccer boys and my girls, like, you ain't doing anything to fall. You need to go run.
Got a bunch of guys with Raiders down there back in blue.
Yeah.
Where would they be from? East Lawrence? Are they the Raiders?
I'm not sure.
St. Francis.
That's South Atlanta. Look at this, man. Look at all these guys, the effort they're giving.
Sprinting.
May River, never been 18, Bluffton.
Islands High School.
There we go. Nice. Toombs County.
Pretty sure he's the goalie.
Nurse Van Christian runner there. South Evingham.
You gotta love it. They turn the corner in the end zone,
they're
sprinting 60
yards. They see that end zone. They are all out.
Just a great atmosphere, Chad. I mean,
this is great. I mean, look at this. It's lined with parents and teammates. The stands are full here. Everybody's pulling these guys on. There are a couple Calvary runners here. Islands High School, Southeast Bullock here. A Nurse Van Christian runner in Toombs County right here at the end. It just shows you, it doesn't matter, like, you know, what place they're in. If they see someone in front of them, they are trying to get there, trying to catch that man in front of you.
I mean, it's just exciting. Here comes another Calvary runner.
Reese Dominguez here.
Trying to look on the white and blue. Wolverines, where would they be from? Right? Wolverines, is that what's across the front of his shirt?
Is that Woodville Tompkins?
Could be. Woodville Tompkins, there you go.
Here we go.
Sorry, Kevin Brown, if you're listening.
We're getting there, man.
Pace, Effingham, another Calvary runner. Islands High School. Mr. Shoemate, he had major knee surgery last year.
Oh, yeah?
The guy that just sprinted down. Here comes another one, sprinting down.
That's awesome, man. Look at these guys. Look at them as they turn the corner. This is just phenomenal.
And we got a pack coming now.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. We got about 15 runners here all one time.
Johnson High School, Benedictine, Savannah Christian, Harrison.
Harrison. That's Atlanta School. I think that's St. Andrews. I think I saw that.
Southeast Bullock.
Bryan County here.
So, I mean, we just got just a great, great event here. The 8th Annual Saucony Kickoff Classic, Cross Country Kickoff Classic. These kids are sprinting down the stretch here. They're going 60 yards. Pumping their arms, trying to get as fast as they can. So, have you been this before, right?
Yeah, but not in here.
Neither have I.
Yeah, not in here. This is so much excitement. I know it's hard to describe on the radio, but you're sitting here watching just a stadium full of people and coaches and teachers and
friends, family members.
Yeah, friends, family members.
Steve Riccardi and Karen Best from the Arts Academy putting this on.
Man, they're doing a great job here. You know, I know she was sitting there with that clam of about 15 schools. Couldn't call them all out one time.
Go Race doing the timing. We got Fleet Feet Savannah presenting it.
Yeah, man, this is just a great opportunity once again to showcase Savannah, and a lot of the runners that are coming in here are locally Savannah runners. So hanging with the Atlanta schools that train in North Georgia.
If you train in North Georgia, this course is flat. And it's a great spectator race to watch.
It is. It really is.
And you know what's good about this? The JV kids will run at 9 o'clock, which. They're only running 2 miles, but that's got to be something special because who goes watch a JV cross-country race?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You'll have all these teams in here again at 9 o'clock pulling for their teammates and watching them, you know, do the best they can.
And we're going to do something different to start the second hour of the show at 9:03. We're going to bring on the boys with it. We'll give about 5 minutes to talk about what's going on, bring him in, and his name is Garrett Rogers, running, not attached to a team from Bleckley County, 16 minutes and 50 seconds. That's unofficial. We don't know what the official time is.
Yeah.
I want to find out how many people signed up. That's what I'm excited about. I mean, Karin said close to 800 people. That would be pretty impressive.
That is incredible.
So, Memorial Health Trainers waiting here at the finish line.
Couple more runners here finishing up.
All right, buddy, we got about 2 minutes to go here. First of all, great event. Glad you can make it out here. Now the sun's coming out. It's getting a little hot. You know, at 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning, we had a nice cool breeze.
Yeah, yeah. As the morning is, sun's kind of coming through here, just getting a little bit warmer here. But like I say, great atmosphere down here, you know, across from Grayson Stadium in Daffin Field here, watching all these student athletes and coaches and trainers and parents cheer by on. And what a great Saturday morning here. A lot of local schools represented.
I mean, just to watch these kids sprint down the field, the football field. It's part of the cross country course. Just something special because this means a lot to them, just like any other sport.
It's like Peluso said, you don't get this at every event that you go to cross country. You know, you don't really get an entrance to a stadium feel type deal. And here these kids are for the kickoff event. They get to run in a stadium. You know, a little bit like their Super Bowl, a little bit. High School makes it, the state championship I've been, and Georgia
been
High
in.
School makes it like
a
that.
Big deal.
I mean, it is a huge event for these kids, and they do a really good job of having that.
Well, we got 1 minute to go here. We'll be back with game number two of the coach and AD, Chad Griffin. Chad, I'm glad you could fill in for Melissa Makos, but this is something special, and I'm glad that we could do this together.
Oh, man, this is great. It's so much fun all the time. Once again, student athletes finishing in. You got some more runners here from different schools, and just so many different schools represented, Carl. I mean, we almost can't name them all. There's so many.
I mean, yeah, we're trying to read them off. I would love to know the kids' names, too. That would be pretty fun. So Karin Best, now she gets a little break. She gets a take a breather. All right. Runners coming in to finish up. Got to get on the outside of the cone. So, all right, next up, we're going to go to game number two. We'll be back on from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. That's right, the Carlton Monster Sports Report / Coach Mako / Coach in the Athletic Director has now moved for today from 8 to 10. Stay tuned. We'll be back at 9:03. You're listening to the Coach and AD from Morris Field. It's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill Net. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Carl Tomasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Mako's, it's the Coach and Mako's on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to game number two, as I like to say, our hour number two of the Coach and Mako's. Well, today it's the coach and the athletic director, Melissa Mako's, with family, having a good time, and why not get the man to come in? He loves coming on. We have him on at least once or twice every month, and that's, of course, the AD from Calvary Day School, the soccer coach, the field maintenance man, the you name it, he does it, the cook, the chef, sweeps the floor, does the softball field for his wife during tournament games and sells or makes the burgers. You do everything, and that's Chad Griffin. Chad, always a lot of fun. Your passion for this as much as mine is what makes this special.
Man, it's so much fun. Like we talk about all the time, you're watching these student-athletes finish here, and one, you know, knowing your school's being called, doesn't matter if you were finished 10 minutes ago or you're finishing now, it's the same. You know, same principles, same ideas. You're being recognized as you come through here, and that's what high school sports is all about, man.
And we're live at the 8th annual Saucony Kickoff Classic, Cross Country Kickoff Classic, right here in Morris Field. We're sitting right on the 30-yard line. We're about 20 feet away from the finish line. Karin Best, the athletic director from Savannah Arts Academy, doing a great job hosting it. Of course, presented by Fleet Feet Savannah. They're bringing the trophies out now. We're going to have a trophy ceremony. So let's get the boys winner right away on here quick. From Bleckley County High School, but his team didn't come, but he decided to come, junior Garrett Rogers. And you know what? He came in with time. Unofficially right now, we're saying 1650, but he's the AA Class A champion. So what more do you want? He's only a junior. First of all, congratulations, Garrett.
Thank you.
Slide in so we can get a good picture of you. We got to get you out of here quick so you can get your trophy. Number one, right here, Garrett Rogers, Bleckley County. Thank you, Coach Griffin. And running a flat course, first of all, when did you start running cross country?
Around seventh grade is my first year I ran.
Okay, you've been doing this for a while now. What do you find so much fun about running? Because when you talk to people, oh, you're a runner, isn't it boring? What's so fun about cross country and you being one of the best in the state?
It's fun to watch like your times progressively get faster the harder you work. So when you get to see all your hard work pays off, it really feels good.
All right, so what's your personal best? Personal record, your PR.
It's around like a low 1640s, somewhere around there, but that's going to get faster. I haven't ran a lot of fast courses.
Now, I asked the girls winner from May River, Emma Peluso, also a junior. How do you make yourself better at running?
You have to, you know where you are and know how to train. It's, you know, good to have a good coach to guide you. And
go ahead, tell us who your coach is.
Coach Cranford, Bleckley County.
So what made you decide to come out here by yourself?
It's put on by Saucony, so you know it's going to be a good course. And so we wanted our next race, like closest race is like 5K is like 3 weeks, and we wanted to know like where I was starting at for the season.
So Bleckley County all the way out there in Cochran, Georgia. Do you run different races out in Cochran versus Savannah? Because Savannah, all these kids do is run flat courses. And then when you go from the state, it's hills and through the woods and to grandmother's house you go, right?
Yes, sir. We have good trails at our high school. You know, it's not like crazy hilly, but we have a decent amount of hills.
So you're prepared for it?
Yes, sir.
So that's pretty special. So coming out here, did you expect to win this year?
We looked at the times, and I knew that I'd be competing for the top spots. So we knew I was probably going to be most likely at top five, top ten, hopefully.
Do you train every day?
I take Sundays off.
Good deal. You got to have some time for yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
So besides cross country, what else do you do at Bleckley County High School? Are you involved in any other outside organizations, clubs?
I do track and field, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Now, any aspirations, college?
After high school, I'm going to serve a mission for my church and then hopefully go to college.
Yeah, any schools been offering you anything yet? Because you hear about all the football, basketball, and baseball players. What about cross country? Do they get offered scholarships?
They do. I haven't gotten reached out yet, but hopefully.
With times of in the 16s, and like you said, you're only a junior, you're going to get a little more bigger and faster, you're going to get looks. But once again, congratulations. That's Garrett Rogers from Bleckley County High School. He's here on his own, but he won the boys' varsity division unofficially. They haven't given you your times. They gave me the girls. We say about 16:50. So once again, congratulations. Great job. And they're going to do the trophies and everything else. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. ESPN Radio Savannah. It'll be podcast it and just check it out.
All right, thank you.
All right, here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. Makos is not here. Filling in today is the coach and the athletic director. Athletic director Chad Griffin. I want to say Calvary first. The athletic director from Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin, who's on the show regularly and a big supporter of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, Coach and Makos, and, of course, Calvary Day School Athletics. They do a great job over there. And this young lady, I tried to get on our show last week, but she was up in Atlanta playing volleyball for the three-time defending state champion, Lady Cavaliers from Calvary Day School. She's been part of the program. You can tell she's one of the better players out there. You know, we know Sarah Daniels graduated last year, but this young lady, once again, was a Savannah Morning News, greatest Savannah first team volleyball player. Last year, she was the Georgia Volleyball, she made the Georgia Volleyball Coach Association's all area first team. I mean, 212 kills, 22 blocks, 95 digs, 18 aces. I haven't got a stats this year yet because we just started, but she's been one of the best volleyball players since she entered over at Calvary Day School. And I got to get this right. I know the first name's easy. It's Basha Parajean.
There you go.
There we go, Parajean, okay. And she's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Basha, nice to meet you. I've been watching you play volleyball. I mean, you've been a standout since you've been over there, and just a great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
See, people are watching you, even though you don't realize it.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's crazy. When we're out there, it's almost like everything else goes away and you're just playing volleyball, you know?
And, you know, you're just playing volleyball. Well, you had to start somewhere. When did you start playing volleyball?
I started really early. You know, volleyball's kind of been a big thing in our family. My mom played, and, you know, so I kind of wanted to follow in her footsteps. So I've been playing basically since I've been in second grade. I remember being in the backyard and my mom serving a ball and hitting me in the face and being like, why didn't you get it? You know, so...
Wow.
It's been a while, yeah.
And we're at a live remote. We're at the 8th Annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic, and we're right on the 30-yard line. And, you know, in the studio, not everybody's watching us, but we got people watching us, but I want to watch. Now the JV kids are coming through here. We'll talk about that later on. But last week you guys went up to Atlanta. How did you do?
We did pretty well. We went 2-2. You know, it was the first tournament we've been to this season, and it was the first games we've had, like, played. So it was really good at measuring, you know, where we're at and what we have to work on, because obviously teams have weaknesses and we have strengths, and it helped us to really figure out what our kinks are and figure out what we have to work on. Because before then, we were, you know, we had summer practice and we were practicing, got to the point that we were like, well, what do we do now, you know? So
you can only practice each other so much.
Yeah, so it was good to see where we're at compared to other teams, especially since 1 and 2A have now combined for volleyball.
Right.
You know, it's a whole new division. It's a whole new thing. So
the
we get
black
to see,
and blue division.
Yeah, we get to see our competition.
St. Vincent's, Savannah Country Day, Calvary, Savannah Christian. You can't get tougher than that anywhere in the state.
Some pretty good competition.
So
yeah.
You just said strength and weaknesses. If I had to go talk to my good buddy Hannah Hunter, what would she tell me that your strength is?
My strength.
Your strength.
I think I'm pretty versatile as a player. You know, I play club ball, so I usually play pin.
Club
there.
Savannah?
Yes.
We can give them a plug.
Yeah, I play at Club Savannah. It's a great club. And I play pin hitter over there, so I'm on the outside and right side.
Say that again.
I'm pin hitter.
It's called a pin hitter now.
Pin hitter, yep.
It used to be an outside hitter.
Right. Well, so.
Well, what's the pin? How does the pin come into play?
It's both. So it's a pin hitter and a right side. Do all of it. But, you know, because of that.
I mean, last year, 212 kills or in old school, 212 spikes. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it definitely it goes down to the fact that you have to be versatile and you have to be able to change positions and move around. And, you know, that's really helped me, like, in school ball because I used to play middle. So I'd say, you know, I'm good at moving around. I can move to the ball.
All right. So, you know, what's the routine to make you an outside hitter or a pin hitter better?
You have a certain
routine that makes you, let's just put it this way, because you also have to volley, you also have to serve, you also have to bump and dig. What makes you a better volleyball player? What's your routine?
Practice. You know, I mean, you got to get touches, you got to practice, and you have to be in it. And that's one thing that we really focus on at Calvary is being all in, you know, mentally, physically. You really have to be there mentally because if not, you know, you're not going to focus on your reps and you're not going to be able to remember what you're doing and, you know,
it's all repetition.
Get better. Yeah.
You're listening to the Coach and AD today. That's right. Special version of the Coach of Makos. It's Carl DeMasi and Chad Griffin. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And young lady I was trying to get on last week, but she was up in Atlanta. Tell me, you're watching this. Is this crazy?
Oh, my gosh. I could never do this.
Is this crazy? Look, we're at the 8th annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic, and the place is packed. And the kids are sprinting down the football field, and I got a volleyball playing here, but I'm amazed at this, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, thank God I play an indoor sport, you know? Like, this
you couldn't
is
fit
crazy.
All these people in Calvary
Heck
School.
No. Heck no.
So, all right, let's get back to you and your team, okay? I'm talking to Basha Perugin, okay? And tell us about your team. I mean, 3-time state championship. You've been part of this since you're a freshman. You got enough bling now, or you want one more?
I think we're definitely shooting for one more, you know? Obviously, every year it's a new team, and that's what we really emphasize on every
year. Not for you, though. You've been there for 4 years, so you've been part of this team.
I have. But, you know, we always have a new set of girls. There's always something special about every single team.
I'm joking with you. So what's so special about the 2018-19 Cavalier volleyball team?
I think we have really great chemistry. You know, we're all in it for the same reason. We're all fighting for the same thing, and I think we all know that. So it's really helpful when we're out on the court. Like, we all know that we have to take care of our position and take care of what we need to be doing so everything can work.
All right. I know you got to dig this out now. I'm going to hit you really hard. Well, give us some names. Who are these girls?
Oh, man. You know, Madison Sprosty has done a really great job in back row and defending.
I'm glad I don't have to call your girls' names on a radio or a broadcast. What was that again?
Madison Sprosty.
Madison Sprosty, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, she's our team libero, and she's been doing a really great job moving around in back row and giving us the passes so we can run an offense with players like Tinley Smelter on the outside, Elena Wright on right side. And, of course, you know, we need our setters, Susu Fowler and Caitlin Baker. They've been doing a really great job of setting us up and, you know, giving us the sets that we need so we can actually execute.
That's a great dig because I couldn't name those names like you did. All right, and now, you know, behind every great team are great coaches. You got the rah-rah guy in Chad Carver. And then, of course, you got Hannah Hunter, played at Georgia Southern. She loves the game. She loves Calvary Day School. Now you got Gordon Hunter, okay, over there. No, I coached Gordon Hunter in high school. So
really?
Back in the day, yes. You ask him, okay? So tell us about Hannah Hunter. I mean, she's lifted this program to another level. You've been with her for 3 years now, going on your fourth year. Tell us about Coach Hunter.
She's a great coach. I mean, obviously, the rings prove it. But, you know, I think she really focuses on each and every player because, I mean, we're all different people. We don't get coached the same. And I think she pushes us all in the way that we are able to be pushed, you know. So she's done a really great job of, like, deciding where we need to, like, work on things, deciding what we're going to do to be effective. And she really does know us as players because she knows volleyball. And she understands that, like, if we're versatile, let's focus on that, you know, if mm-hmm. all that stuff.
So she knows how to read her players, and she treats them as individuals, but she gets you to come and play together.
Yeah.
Great job. I mean, I love Hannah Hunter. She's always been – you could tell that she had that special something that winning coaches have, but just by the way she handles you guys and everything else. Tell us about Chad Carver.
Chad Carver, man, he is a great dude. He is one, he's very mental. You know, he's one when you're mental and you're in your head, he knows it. And he's really great at giving us all these one-liners that we all say in practice and joke around about.
But, I'm Mike Moore with really the Georgia work. News Network. It's an abduction and violent assault. That's what Noonan cops say happened on Friday night.
Let me find out what happened. We'll come back on.
Okay.
Oh, here we are. We're back on.
All right.
You got to love live radio, especially when you're out and you get a signal off the other. Okay. You're listening to the coach and the AD, Chad Griffin. Melissa Makos is off today, so it's not the coach Makos. All right. How long did Calvary?
I've been at Calvary since eighth grade, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us something special about Calvary, whether it's academics, teachers. What has Calvary meant to Basha Parajin? I love that last name, Parajin. It just flows now.
Calvary has definitely been awesome. I mean, all around. You know, it's always been, there's something special. There's like an aura around it. You know, the academics are great. And that's so important going into college. And, like, as high schoolers, we're like, nah, whatever, academics. But, like, it really is important. And, obviously, our athletics are great. And we have so much support from our student section. We have, we call ourselves the Cav Crazies.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we go out and we support each other, whether it's in volleyball, whether it's in football. You know, we really try and get the student section hyped about what's going on at Calvary.
Okay, we already know. It was in the paper. Club Savannah has published it. Savannah, Calvary Day School has told Savannah that Basha is going to go to Stonehill College in Massachusetts. I know where it is because I'm from the north. So tell people about Stonehill. They don't know how very, you know, it's a very rigorous school, very good school.
It is a very good school. It's a tier one, so it definitely has really awesome academics. And, you know, I'm majoring in biochemistry, so it's like.
So it's going to be Dr. Parajin.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's a great school, and it's up north. It's in Easton, Massachusetts. It's 30 minutes outside of Boston, 45 minutes from Providence.
You're going to be weather for the change in the seasons and the cold weather. You know, we get 75, 90 degree days there. You're going to get 75, 90 degrees of 30 degree weather or colder.
Definitely. You know, I think it's cool because I've only lived in the South. You know,
right.
I've lived here and I lived in Florida for a little bit. So I think it's going to be eye-opening for me. And I think it's definitely worth seeing and worth going and having the experience because you never know.
I mean, I made the move 24 years ago, and it's been great moving down here. I do miss the change of seasons, but I don't miss the snow. I'll take a couple of 30-degree days, but not, you know, that 30-degree days. But great career. I'm looking forward to watching you this year. I got to get over there, especially when you go against St. Vincent's. Calvary, St. Vincent's, Country Day, and Christian Hour are all in one area for volleyball. Pretty impressive. It's a black and blue division. But for your accomplishments, you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for August 25th. Basha Parajin, Calvary Day School. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to seeing you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. We got to thank you probably know Dr. Bart Wetherington. So
yes.
I got to thank the man. He's been my sponsor for this segment since I started in 2010. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, and have, of course, a less painful life. So go visit Dr. Bart Wetherington. He's in Savannah, Georgia on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive. He's in Pooler, Georgia on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs, and you also could probably see him at every Calvary event because he's always there too. So next up, we're going to talk to the man himself from Fleet Feet Sports Savannah, the new owner. I'm going to get it right. Mike Nadal. Okay, he'll be on next, and it's going to be the coach and the athletic director to take you out here to 10 o'clock. It's a live remote at the 8th annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic right here on in Morris Field. We're sitting at the finish line, and you're listening to it all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. But this edition today is the coach and the athletic director, Chad Griffin from Calvary Day School. But he's been jumping in and out, grabbing guests on and off, taking pictures. He's my right-hand man. We're at the 8th annual cross-country race, but I'm going to give him the credit. I'm calling it the 8th annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic. They've been sponsoring this for 5 years now, but why not? Let's talk to the man that's behind the scenes for Saucony, the regional rep for Saucony Shoes, right? Is that what you call it?
Yes, sir.
And that's Chuck Mueller. Chuck, thanks for coming on. I mean, for sponsoring this, and you just told me over 900 entries into this year's race. I thought 400 or 500 2 years ago was big. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an invitational event, and kids want to come because it's such a great venue. Running into the stadium, the crowd, all parents being able to gather. Most cross-country races, you can't do this.
And so, Saucony, you sponsor a lot of these races. I mean, besides, of course, getting the word out about your shoe, but, I mean, just for cross-country and the kids and the running, I mean, this is something special.
Yep, we work very hard developing cross-country and track shoes because we feel like if we get those kids, and they're going to be lifetime Saucony fans. So we work on the kids, and we want to, you know, these are events. They don't cost a lot of money, but we come in a big way.
Now, seeing these kids come in here, run, sprinting down the from the end zone to the 40-yard line, you being a fan, a part of this, a parent, and seeing this going on, how does that make you feel?
It's awesome. Kids love this event. I'll see them at other events, and they'll just, this is what they talk about. They can't wait till next year.
Well, I know the girl at one from May River, Emma Peluso, she said this is one of her favorite events coming here. Yeah. She's been doing this for 3 years now. She won it as a junior. I mean, it's just special in the way it's set up. Now, you don't just do it here in Georgia. You guys do it all across the United States, right?
Yes, sir. We do it all across, everywhere. Yeah, this is something that every Saucony rep's out today doing this somewhere.
So they just do it. They do it one weekend and they do it all.
No. This just happens to be one of the bigger weekends because the start of cross country season.
So it really goes big time here.
Yeah, it is big. And Fleet Feet has a big part of that. They design a T-shirt that the kids love. All the participants get one. Parents can get one. And you know, 5 years from now, you'll see them.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now, how long have you been involved with the Savannah race?
About 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And working with the Arts Academy, I mean, now it's Karin Best, the cross-country coaches, Steve Riccardi now. What's it like working with the high schools?
I actually work more with the retailer. The retailer is the one that develops the relationship
okay.
with the local high schools, and then we go from there.
Well, Karin was excited that you were here. So you do have a little clout. So now, can this be any bigger and better, or we're maxed out? I mean, you mentioned that. I mean, how can we make this bigger and better?
I think the venue can't handle too many more kids. I think they kind of cap it at 1,000 simply for parking. The course is kind of tight. They came up with that number. And I think it's probably has something to do with who's in charge of the stadium.
Well, too. Chuck, I know from an athletic director, from a coach, from a teacher, thank you for sponsoring this because this means a lot to these kids, and I'm glad I could be part of it. Just coming in here, talking and get the word out to the people in Savannah, Georgia. I appreciate you doing this and being part of it.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Thanks for having us. This is a great, great event. Thank
and now
you
we
for coming.
Got to talk to your partner now, the man at, from Fleet Feet Sports Savannah.
All right.
Mike Nadal, come on. Chuck, thank you very much. Nice meeting you. All right, the new man that's in charge of Fleet Feet Sports Savannah. I mean, you know, like I was telling Mike when I met him when I got here this morning setting up Robert Espinoza, God rest his soul. I mean, he was big into this. I mean, anytime he had a big event, we'd talk about it. He'd come on and talk about it. So hopefully I can have the same relationship with you. But Mike Nadal, got it right?
Yeah.
There we go. The new owner of Fleet Feet Sports Savannah, pretty special event. Have you been to this before, or this is just all something new for you?
No, this is my first time, and it tell you what a wonderful event to come out here and see all these young kids out here running their hearts out and just dedicated to what they're doing. Know this was a big event for Robert. You know, he's the one that started it back in the day, and I think it's escalated every year, and we're going to look to continue to grow it and do more things with it and make it try to make it better every year.
I think I was talking about, you know, I was promoting it all week for 500 athletes, over 900 entries this year. That's simply amazing.
It's crazy. You know, we weren't anticipating that many athletes. We're so glad they came out here. What a representation from all the local high schools in the state of Georgia, really, to come down to this great event. And, you know, 900, that's amazing. So what a wonderful day.
All right. Now, you're the man behind Fleet Feet Sports Savannah, and you've taken over the business. And tell people about Mike Nadal. I read it. Air Force, change of life, got you into running, and now you're an owner of a running store.
Yeah, so I was in the Air Force for about 9 years, did some tours overseas and did some things like that, had a great time doing that, got out, spent some world in a little bit of corporate America, decided to get out of that, and found my way over to running and Fleet Feet, and had the opportunity at the beginning part of the year to make the purchase, and haven't looked back. It's been fantastic. I've had a wonderful time, and really, running and things like that have changed my life. You're absolutely right. Done an Ironman and just had a great time doing that, and just really happy to be able to be out here and supporting local running and getting people to help them, you know, fulfill their endeavors.
And we're talking to Mike Nadeau, the owner of Fleet Feet Sports Savannah, who's the presenter of the Saucony Kickoff Classic, Cross Country Kickoff Classic. So, Savannah, how long have you been here? How'd you find Savannah then? I made a wrong turn off of 95, but I love it. I'm not going back. So I
about 12 years ago came up here to start a distributor and met my wonderful wife, Mary Burke. Love you, babe. And she's a local girl and just kind of fell in love with the city and knew it was home for me. So had a great time since that for the last 12 years and love being here.
It's home now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you, you know, presenting this, being a partner with Saucony. It's a great event. 900 entries, and the kids, just seeing the kids come down the course, sprinting down. I mean, that was special. That's the first time I've seen that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it is. You know, Saucony, great sponsor to be out here with us. Great kids coming down, and they're just, you're absolutely right, pouring their hearts out coming down that chute, just giving it everything they got. You know, if you can't get moved by that, you know, if you, it's a great thing in sports. If you can't get moved by it, something's wrong.
And now you're going to get a little sentimental 2 weeks from now over at the Tunnel to Tower Run with Jane Grismer and Fleet Feet being part of the Tunnel to Tower Run. That's another special event. And from what I'm hearing from Jane, 2,000 runners are coming in for that?
Yeah, it's incredible. So Tunnel to Towers, what a great event. You know, memory of a dark time for our
Stephen
country.
Stephen Siller.
But however, we're stepping forward, and you're absolutely right. 2,000 people going to be out there. What a great event that's going to be. I'm so excited for that. And you're at the beginning of that thing, who knows, man? There's going to be some tears shed, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out there in Orleans Square. I'm looking forward to it. And once again, Fleet Feet Sports will be there at the finish line. And appreciate you doing this for the kids. And anytime you got something special, you want to, you know, shout it out, let me know. And I know you do a lot of races. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, sounds great. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me. Really, ESPN Coastal, ESPN Savannah, thank you for having us out here.
Yeah, thank you.
And great spot here. It was really exciting.
It was.
So,
right on.
You got it. Now I got to find my AD. Okay, got to bring him back on. Mike, quickly, when do we do the trophies? Now we're going to do it?
Yeah, we're going to get that together here shortly. When we finish up the time, we'll be right at it. Okay,
so Chad, you're back in the seat, back in the saddle again?
Yeah, man.
You've been running around taking pictures, getting the promotion out there, and we're going to have the team trophies, individual winner trophies out there. It's just unbelievable. And you can tell, you know, Chuck, you know, Saucony, but he's about the kids too.
Oh, yeah,
and
you can see
Mike taking over Fleet Feet Sports and being part of the running community now, because that's what Savannah's known for, is the running community.
It is. You know, I've been blessed. I got put on the Savannah Sports Council and looked at the number of events, running events in Savannah. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I think on just our schedule alone, there was over 25, 30 running events within, you know, 5-6 months. And, you know, then everybody right now start getting, you got, you know, Tone Towers and then Rock and Roll Marathon. But in between there, you can bring up a calendar of events, and it is a running event every single weekend.
Well, I know ESPN Coastal with ESPN Savannah, they're going to be involved. They're bringing back their 5K diabetes run. My man Markel Blunt's going to be coordinated. Then April 13th, right here in Daffin Park, you can come to the Coaches for Curing Cancer run, which anything that 100% would – the runners give go directly to Tim Adams and his group that does Coaches for Cancer, and it's for pediatric cancer. It's going to, I heard, you know, a phenomenal statistic or unbelievable statistic. Only 3% money raised for cancer research goes to pediatric cancer. Yeah, I know.
That's kind of, it does. Right. It almost makes you speechless to think about, you know, the kids. And you look at, I think about, you know, my son and daughter who are 11 and 9, and I think about, you know, what anything can happen to them. Like, you want all that money poured into to them as well.
Right.
So, but, hey, man, you know, Jim Valvano, the ESPN thing started so many years ago, and I watch that every year in the auctions that ESPN have.
And it might not save my life, but it might save someone's life and my family, and it did his daughter.
Exactly, and I think that's what it's about, and it's just that trickle-down effect that we're going to continue to have, and we're going to be able to – somebody's going to eradicate this disease very soon.
Right. I mean, Tim Adams and his family, they do a great job. He lost a nephew, and from what I understand, his brother-in-law, and he's just so passionate about it. His family's passionate about it. And I'm glad I could help in a little way. I mean, whatever we raise, we give to that little organization. And so far, they've given it to The Cure every year, which Mandy Garola, Rob Garola, teaches over at Oglethorpe Academy. His wife now, they had a daughter, you know, who was affected by this, and they, you know, she just works for them now and runs with it and raising funds for pediatric cancer. And The Cure does a great job here in Savannah, too.
Yeah, I mean, and you think about – there's not anyone that you don't know that's not been affected by it. It's just one of those things, you know, there's no 6 degrees separation on it. Everybody's been affected some way. And so you, that is one of the biggest things. People want to impact and wanted to give money for that because we want to see this eradicated.
All right, well, let's get back to why we're here. We're at the 8th Annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic. Over 900 entries.
Woo!
I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, 500 a couple of years ago was the most. And as Chuck Muller said, the Saucony regional rep, they can't hold any more people for this course with parking. So, I mean, and they want to make it bigger and better. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
We'll find a way.
I mean, we could run down the road, down Waters, come around that nice turf field over there on 63rd and Paulson.
We can do it, man. Hey, listen, Calvary's always open to helping out community as much as we can. I mean, whatever we got to do, if we got to park people at Calvary and shut them over, let's do it.
Let's
I mean,
do
whatever
it.
We got to do to make this bigger and better. I mean, we're all in Midtown. I think the people in Midtown have that community feel anyhow. And
right.
So whatever these people got to do, I'm sure they'll do it.
Hey, you're landlocked. That's the biggest problem. You're landlocked and, you know, Grayson Stadium, you know, they pull a lot of people in here for all different types of events.
If we can get 4,000 people in Grayson, don't you think we can get parking here?
We can get 4,000 for this.
Exactly.
So, all right, well, next up, the coach and the AD are going to wrap this up. We're going to take three out the door. That's right, it's time to get out the door. I can't believe this is over already.
That's unreal, man.
I got here at 6:30 this morning, and I can't believe it's gone that quick.
These guys are going pretty quick.
So, well, next up, they're going to do the trophy presentation, the ribbons, the medals for the 8th Annual Saucony Kickoff Cross Country Classic. It's the Coach and AD right here. And once again, we got to thank you for joining us, whether you joined us for 5 minutes, for 15 minutes, and it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah. We also stream live at ESPNCoastal.com, and now we're also live on the ESPN mobile app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. You can hear us there. And we're over in Hilton Head on 92.7 FM. We'll be right back. You'll listen to Coach and AD right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
More of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and the AD, the Coach and Makos, little hiatus. The Makos celebrating her sister's birthday, so her and Markel, Laquelle, will be back next week with me. But once again, Chad, the athletic director from Cali Day School, flies by.
It does, man, especially when we get to talk about kids and everything that's going on in Savannah and and what these student athletes are doing each and every week, not only on the course or the courts, but in the classroom and what they're representing in the community. And I tell you, it's just great to see the kids that have gone out and continue to develop and do well at the next level.
And, you know, you're talking about it, it's the start of football season. We got two games going on today. I'm trying to find my little schedule here. So we go to college football. Come on. I know Wyoming, Colorado State, Hawaii, the Fighting Rainbows. They went back to the Fighting Rainbows.
I like it.
And what you're hearing in the background is we're doing a live remote at the 8th Annual Saucony Cross Country Kickoff Classic. Mike Nadeau, Steve Riccardi, and Car and Best, and Steve Riccardi from the Arts Academy, Mike Nadeau from Fleet Feet Sports. Just a great event. They're going to give out the awards right now. Just something special. So, I mean, we had to turn off the radio so they don't hear us anymore so the kids can get their due for winning the race. But it's just been something special. But like you said, college football kicks off. We got a bunch of local guys going to be playing some football.
We do, man. And that's one thing we get to talk about is we got some, you know, a tremendous amount of talent here in Savannah. And I think from a recruiting perspective, you're really starting to see that more and more. But we can talk about the kids are getting ready to finish up their careers. You got Brad Stewart from Benedictine, who's now at Georgia Tech. Mylon Richard at Clemson, who I know that Mylon's already graduated and he's working on his master's. His fifth year here. He redshirted his freshman year, and then Nick Fitzgerald, you know, who's put Richmond Hill and continue to put Savannah on the map. Mississippi State Heisman Trophy candidate. You know, each one of these guys are on some kind of watch list, you know, to start the year, whether it's Brad or Mylon or Nick. And so just tremendous talent coming out of this area.
I mean, and then we got, Demetrius Robinson coming back from California, playing up at UGA. Kirby Smart recruited him hard also, so another local kid. I'm excited about it. I mean, you know, I follow a lot of the local teams. I go with Savannah State, one because my son coached there now, but I've always followed Savannah State. I mean, they're only Division I, 1AA football team we got here right in Savannah, Georgia. And up the road, Georgia Southern, so many kids have gone through there.
Oh, so many.
And then, of course, you know, we talk about UGA, we talk about Georgia Tech, and, you know, go across, you got South Carolina, University of South Carolina. There's just so much football here. But watching these kids finish up their careers, I mean, Mylon Richards, I mean, when he left as a freshman 5 years ago, okay, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
He registered as a freshman, so this is fifth year.
Just seeing him being that young boy leave Calvary Day School, and when you talk to him now, such a young man, prestigious award, community service from the football program up there, Brad Stewart. I mean, how did that fly by?
Mylon,
and they played each other, and there was a great picture of them together.
Just Nick Fitzgerald.
I mean, at Richmond Hill, watching him carry five kids at Glen Academy down. You know, when I did the ESPN game of the day of the week, and Glen Academy was playing Richmond Hill, and he had five red terrors on his back for a touchdown. It just goes so quick. It goes too quick.
It does, and we talk about it all the time how, I mean, just we watch these kids grow up in front of our eyes, whether it's through middle school and through high school, and they go on to college, and you're sitting there and going, man, where did it go? But the success that our kids are having come out of Savannah, and I think what is so great, Carl, not just their success on the field, but what they're doing off the field.
In life.
You know, with Brad and Mylon and Nick and all these guys, and, you know, what they're doing. You know, it just speaks volumes about who they are as people and where they come from and their upbringing and how the programs are, you know, just reinforcing those values. And you know, we know, we talk a lot about student athletes, especially in the college. It is a job. It's a full-time job. You know, this whole 20 hours a week from the NCAA, that's a myth.
Right.
You know, that might be counted time, but every one of them will tell you it's so much more. And then the student athlete on top of that and what they're able to do on top of just the football stuff, it's so great, and we're so happy for these guys.
I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. And you know, my motto on this show is to talk about the good kids, talk about the positive stuff, and you just said it. These guys have been able to manage their time, organize academics and athletics, and you know, to the top level. And we hope they get to the show. We hope they get to the next level. If they don't, they've been very successful. So, I mean, you can't take that away from them.
No, and I mean, you know, we talk about percentages. We know that less than 1% ever go on to that. But I think what I'm so excited about more than that, if they get to the next level, that's great. But you know, each one of these kids are going to come back somewhere, whether it's here in Savannah or wherever they land, and they're going to give back to their community and they're going to pour into it, and they're going to help institute a whole nother group. Brad Stewart's, Mylon Richards, Nick Fitzgerald's, those guys, you're going to see a whole group come through because they're going to impact lives.
Well, Anthony Lanier, down the road from Jenkins High School.
Exactly. He
was here this summer. He's Washington Redskins. He's got a good shot of playing a lot.
Yes,
he was
does.
Here this summer doing all those camps and helping kids out in Jenkins High School. And, you know, DeMarcus Dobbs, when, you know, he was living on the East Coast, he was always here helping out. Now he's still out in the West Coast, right?
Well, he's spent time from Seattle. He's in a little bit in Athens as well. So, I mean, he's not here in Savannah. I was trying to talk to Blake Jones the other day because there's an all-star football game that we're going to host for youth, and I want to get DeMarcus to talk at that thing. So Blake's trying to, you know, coordinate his schedule where he's at between the West Coast and Athens and get him down here to do that in December. But, I mean, that's what it's about. You watch Lanier and all these other guys get back to their community, man, and it's so great to see that, and they realize that they are impacting the next generation of student athletes.
I mean, it's great. It really is great. So the local guy is going to make a big scene on the football scene. Is Clemson playing Georgia Tech again this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They are. So it's fun to watch those guys as well. And, you know, I was talking to Daquan Dowse, who committed to Tech.
Right.
You know, from Calvary. And so, you know, he's super excited about all the local kids who are going to be in the ACC.
Right.
You know, there's, I mean, you got Dylan McMahon from Southern Christian that's going to NC State. You know,
we can't forget, you know, I haven't mentioned this. I do apologize. Tyrone Riley.
Yeah,
Tyrone's he's making a switch from defensive line to offensive tackle for the Wolfpack.
6'7", 300.
he wasn't that heavy when he was at Calvary.
No, he was not. He was probably 245, 250.
Right.
And now he's 6'7", right around 300 with an unbelievable wingspan. So it's going to be exciting.
They're putting him in on the offensive line
Offensive line.
And he's taking it like a man. He's going to do it.
Yeah, he is, because he's always been a team guy. Coach Stroud always talks about, like, his freshman year, he plays safety
right
for us, you know, and then he moved to backer, and then he moved to D-line as he continued to grow and his body filled in. But he plays safety for us his freshman year.
All right, we're out the door here, and now we're giving out trophies. Look at these kids. This is the JV kids, big smiles on their face. Just a great event. I mean, is it all about all these kids getting trophies and medals? No, it's about all of them finishing. And we watched them, whether they were the first to be the last, how they sprinted down this field.
Gutted out, man. And we're looking in the stands, Carl, and the stands are our field here with teammates, with friends, with parents. And what a great, great venue for this event.
I mean, we got the Arts Academy. We got Savannah Chatham County Public School District. Got Ken Trailer here. You got all these different schools, not just from Savannah, Georgia, but from the North.
We're sitting there watching a whole group of Pace Academy,
right.
Marist, Darlington from Rome, drove all the way down here. And so, man, this is spectacular.
So, overall, enjoyed the day?
Oh, always, man. You know,
you're like me. There's no time to do this. I don't know how we find time to do this.
We make time, man, because this is what's important to us.
Yeah, you know? Team trophy right now. I can't see the front of their shirts. Can you?
I think it's South Effingham.
South Effingham? It's probably, it looks like, is it the varsity or JV?
Well, I think it's the JV Mustangs.
JV Mustangs. So, yeah. But quickly, football field last night, first home football game. I know you played playoff soccer there. What was the atmosphere like?
Oh, it was electric last night. It was so much fun. I give big credit to Brian Evans and our AV class on running the video board. The field was great, but the video board last night, high video, not there yet. We're waiting on camera to come
in.
But hype video before the game, leading off with the kids running out, the commercials in between, the spotlight of teachers and student athletes all throughout it. Man, it is just a different atmosphere on 63rd and Paulson.
Well, we'll find out next week because ESPN's High School Game Day and Game of the Week, fueled by Amoco, will be at the corner of 63rd and Paulson, MC Anderson Field. Beautiful
Specialty Sports Complex.
Specialty Sports Complex, MC Anderson Field, though, right?
No.
We changed it?
All of it.
Specialty Sports Complex. And, Chad, thanks for coming on.
Always
a lot,
man,
of fun.
Appreciate
always a pleasure.
You,
you've been listening to the Coach and AD. Following me, I got to thank the man behind, Kevin Thomas, for the first hour. And, of course, Cody Queen for the second hour. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight, the Braves take on the Marlins, fighting for a first-place finish tomorrow, 1:10 against the Marlins. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, you can listen to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill, Ned. And so enjoy the rest of your weekend. And as I say every week, until next weekend, may be your best week ever. And always hit it out of the park. Talk to you next week. Have a good one.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.